KQED.
In recent weeks, the Sacramento Bee detailed how a Las Vegas hospital put more than 1,500 psychiatric patients on Greyhound buses, each with about 3 days of meds, and shipped them out of Nevada to cities all over the country, but especially to California. Now the city attorney's offices for San Francisco and Los Angeles say they're thinking about suing. Philip Reese of the Sacramento Bee joins us now in studio. Thank you for being here with us.
Sure thing.
Tell us how this story started. A guy shows up in Sacramento a couple of months ago, seeming really confused.
That's right. His name was James Flavie Coy Brown. He was put on a Greyhound bus from a mental facility in Las Vegas called Rawson Neal. He didn't know anyone here. He did not have any plan for medical care set up. He just had a few bottles of Ensure to keep him sated on the bus ride and a few days' supply of medication. We hear about his story from someone at the homeless facility, Loaves and Fishes, and we start making calls to Nevada to see if this is something they do often.
Then you reviewed all of the Greyhound bus receipts purchased in the last 5 years by Nevada's Mental Health Division. What gave the Bee the impression that this was more than just a one-off?
Well, we had a strong impression because there was some hearings in the Nevada legislature about this case. When our stories ran, it created a buzz there. And in those hearings, they mentioned that they had sent around 100 people to California just in the last 7 or 8 months. So we put in that request, and they gave us 300 or 400 pages of Greyhound bus receipts showing about 1,500 patients bused to locations across the United States over the last 5 years. Every single state in the continental United States received at least one patient from this facility.
It's a pretty jaw-dropping map you've posted on the Sacramento Bee's website. What did officials at this Las Vegas psych hospital have to say when you put your findings to them?
Well, they say that they get visitors from all over the country in Las Vegas. Some of them, unfortunately, end up in their mental facility, and those people have a right to return to their homes. So they say also that the Brown case was an anomaly, and that in all other cases that they reviewed, they had a family member or close friend waiting at the other end of the line to pick up the patient that they were discharging, and that they do not dump patients.
And were you able to confirm that assertion?
Well, we're sort of in the process of looking into that more. We've been trying to contact employees and former employees at Rawson Neal to get confirmation, and also been trying to track down other patients. We're hampered a bit, and rightfully so, by patient privacy laws. The Greyhound bus receipts we had the names of these patients blacked out for obvious reasons, so it's been a bit of a slog, but we're still following up.
You've been calling around to county-level mental health care agencies all over California, and many of them, including Los Angeles, which has received the largest share of these patients, seem to be completely surprised, unaware that this was going on.
Several said they were shocked that this facility was sending out this many patients. The ones that said they did said that they often or always have someone accompany that patient on the bus.
What do Nevada regulators have to say about this?
They said that they've conducted a couple different investigations, and because of that, they've reviewed their protocol for discharging patients to other states. They've instituted some new rules about how each of these discharges has to be approved by someone at a very high level. There has to be a clear plan in place for the patient on the other end of the line. So they say that they've taken steps, and they've also say they've taken disciplinary action in relation to Mr. Brown's case.
Well, Philip Reese, thank you for talking with us.
Sure thing.
Philip Reese is a reporter for the Sacramento Bee. We've got a link to their reportage online. Look for it at our website, californiareport.org.